with you. I wanted to do a presentation. I realized there are so much knowledge in these rooms that my best bet is to ask you, what do you think about purpose? Because I can give you a 2 or 3 hour lecture about purpose, but that's probably won't do the subject much good if we don't get everybody engaged in the room. So my idea would be a conversation from the beginning. So I would just say a couple of words, and then I'd love to get your opinion about, since you're into Teal and you're in this room, I figure that getting some collective thoughts process going here would be beneficial mutual. So my background coming into this is at least three main directions. One is entrepreneurship and business. I was an entrepreneur for most of my life, and I've worked with big businesses doing consulting and research with the biggest brands out there. The other is my academic and research background, which is into memes and meme science. If anybody know how to switch off the projector, is this the projector name?
Press again.
Oh, I did. Thank you. Everybody's familiar with the word meme as a basic unit of culture. Oh, Mike. Okay.
Microphone. Yes. So everybody is familiar with the notion of memes as units of culture. So I'm a meme scientist. I have a PhD from meme science, which is probably the first in the world. So that's my claim to fame. And so memes and culture. My third is my personal development practice and my therapy, which took me to hypnotherapy. I'm a trained hypnotherapist, and the whole idea of working in a space that transcends the ego. So the idea is here to getting to purpose from a few directions. So my inspiration is from the Thiel book, from Lalo's book, and I want to the example that I want to talk about is the example of regarding Wurzorg. If are you familiar with Wurzorg and his example? So his example, in a short word, was that the organization was mainly about care, and then there were some ideas in the organization that they should open up towards sort of preventive care with their patients. And then what they say is that what the main guy realized, that instead of doing what any company would do to create a committee that would figure out whether it's a good business to go into this other business line and then get the pilot project, etc., basically he suggested to put it up on social media, the inner social media of the company, and see who wants to get into a new business line. And in a few month, I remember, like half a year, everybody stepped on to be a Wurzorg Plus organization, meaning giving care and this preventive care as well. And this was Lalu's example of the evolutionary purpose, right? Basically, I want to talk about whether this is this a purpose. What do other models say about purpose, and want to get your thoughts about purpose and company purpose. So a few models. There is the meme science model, which basically say that the organization is a bunch of people with their energies, with their attention, and coming out of this is some sort of an organizational meme creature, like a thought being. The company or the organization is what the people think about it, right? It becomes comes from the two things, from the thoughts and the thought energy, the attention. This would be one idea. This would be the sort of the meme science idea of a company, and this is what would be the company purpose, which basically would get to the meme of the organization. This would be something like a bottom up people, their thoughts, creating some sort of a meme. Of a meme being, I used to call it, or a meme creature. The idea is that for instance, when there is a meeting of a company, let's say Coca-Cola gets together their board. In the board, there is one seat where the meme being is sitting, right? The Coke memetic creature is a thing, right? People in the board will talk about how would the company react, how would the brand react, what would Coke do, right? So they talk about this as an entity, right? That comes together from their thoughts and from their energies. The other idea about like company purpose and the being would be some sort of energetic model, right? So there is the energies here and the manifestation here, and somehow the energies would create a manifestation, right? The energetic model would be this idea of the company or the organization is created by some sort of an energy that is manifesting in real things. There is what we could call a spirit of the organization model, right? The spirit of the organization model could be something like the meme idea from, let's say, Plato back in the days. Here is the meme, comes through some sort of a manifestation, and from the manifestation, comes through the blueprint, and from the blueprint, we get to manifestation. Right? So meme, original idea, purpose, blueprint comes through humans, comes through thought, and thought becomes action. Some sort of manifesting would be the let's say, the spirit of the organization model. Another would be, Simon Sinek, if you remember his model, which was the why, how, and what model, right? So that means that the why as the company purpose, and the how as how we do it, and the what is what are we doing, and somehow getting to the purpose is that would be the why. That would be the sort of the essence of the company. That would be like an inside-out model. I also work as a purpose coach, and one method that I'm using, and this is the last one, would be a guy named Tim Kelly. He has a model that basically says that purpose has four different parts to it, and he calls it essence, blessing, mission and message. So he says that that when you look at purpose, you will essentially when you download purpose from your soul or from the spirit of the company, you would get essentially these four types of information, and this is the types of information that you can work with. This is his practice, and that is how it works. And then we have the Thiel model that basically says that evolutionary purpose rises from the field, right? So in the Burzog example, Lalu suggests that basically by letting the information be out there with the practitioners who can decide themselves whether they want to get into the new business line or not. They basically give the control out to the field, and the field rises in a way that says yes to the new model, and suddenly, in a few months, the organization actually switches over to the model when they suddenly have two business lines, not just care, but also the prevention that they offer, right? So that would be the Thiel model. And I was just thinking about my idea would be to use purpose as a track to Teal. Right? So we have the organizations of today, and we are looking into, each of us looking into ways of how to help organizations evolve and get them into a more more of a Teal state, or more of a, of an advanced evolutionary next step. You can call it many different ways. And my idea would be to actually use purpose to make the next step. Right, so use the energy of purpose and the tangible way of this how this purpose can appear to actually help organizations to make this next step towards a more advanced level. So my idea would be, how do you see it? Like, what are your experiences in working with organizations? Is, you know, any of these purpose definition speak to you? Or did you work with any of this, or maybe a fifth or sixth one that you like? That I would like to hear about. Is there something that came up in your practice that would say, well, I tried purpose, but maybe you should start with, you know, these bits of organization or that type of, care in the company, etc. I've worked with smaller companies and bigger companies, also startups up to big companies of 1,500 employees, where I'm using purpose in that order. But these are all adventures. These are all journeys that are not starting. So I cannot give you like conclusions about it. But definitely, I can say that for instance, my one of the things that I see as a bit of learning is that whenever I'm able to be with all or most of the employees of the company in a workshop, so basically I use myself as a medium of some sort, that sort of works better than when I try to use people in the company to sort of transmit the message. So my thinking was, okay, use stories as something that can get a purpose to spread in the company, or use some sort of purpose ambassadors to do that. Not so much success right now. What I can see is that you have to actually have the experience of sort of being there in the room where we discover or get to the company's purpose in order for the people to get a higher level of connection and learning. So that was something that I'm hoping to be better at. So this is my short intro. And I would love to get a discussion going with you guys. This is something that you're familiar with or interested in, or let's talk about something else, or let's do a great guided meditation around purpose, which I also love to do. But this is something that is interesting, or how do you think about purpose? So these are my just my general ideas to introduce the topic. So, anybody? Yes. Please, can you just say your first name? Oh, Kristen. What was your name? Catherine.
Mine is very simple. I have the, it always surrounds two questions. Who I am and why I'm here. Who I am, so I start with I am a metaphor. It's a metaphor. And it's a plaster of what it is just described. And what's my impact? What am I coming here for? What am I doing here? What is it? And it changes all level of evolution. So it doesn't matter what. Thank you.
Do you want to share the, your purpose today?
Sure.
The same.
That's what I'm here for. I inspire and empower people with whatever I can. It's usually designing programs, learning programs, coaching them. But it's always at a different level of organization or development as I grow myself too. But it's so simple. And I'm trying to make it really, really simple. It's not complicated at all.
Absolutely, thank you. And what happens then? So what happens after the workshop? How do you work with
companies? Well, there are so many other ones. That's my first workshop. I have a series of five called Gifts, which is skills-based. It's the first skills to develop. So that's the very first. Global, innovative, focused, talent, services. Why am I here? For the service of mankind. Using everything, all the talent that I have, and it's always a different. So that's the first one. It's in the global section. So globally thinking bigger than outside of, you know, the bigger than me, bigger than my organization, bigger than my family. That's the global thinking. So I start with that. And innovative, at the end of the, somebody just had the idea of you, I use you because it's so easy. I am also a practitioner for out of hosting, but who cares? It's too much. People don't want it. Just simple. And I find the area is awesome because from here, five steps, and at the end you need to move forward. But whatever you do, whatever your challenges are, whether it's personal or professional, it doesn't matter. You move forward. Innovative, focused, and focus. When it comes to the focus, it's all about meditation, mindfulness, whatever you use is your spiritual yourself to figure out what is your next step.
Mm-hmm. Well, my question was like, what do you do if there is, you know, like thousands of people or tens of thousands of people in the organization? Right?
Then you take different groups.
I mean, you take all of them by 15?
I haven't had the chance yet, but this is what I would like to aspire to be able to do that. I think I am able to, but I need to find the right people to collaborate with, and that's what I need as well. Definitely. It's very doable.
It takes a few years, though.
Of course. And then when they figure that, okay, now I'm comfortable, they will go on in organization development for about 5 years. That's about it. Then they hit plateau and they start the same thing again. After a few years, it's starting all over again. So you can use this model, which I love, again and again and again.
Uh-huh.
And these are the same steps. So, the organization.
Thank you. Talent and compassion.
I think it's probably very similar to a lot of other models in terms of tapping into, you know, what is the, you could do it on a personal level as well, what is your talent, what is your anger, what is the thing that you want to change, and what is it that you're passionate about.
Uh-huh. And how many people do you work with in the organization, like what percentage of the organization do you work with?
Already or in the end. So what we're doing in terms of rolling out or evolving towards a self-managed system is taking it teams at a time. You can't do an organization that big in it.
Uh-huh.
But it was in
curious to know how you work, and can you please share one success that you made and you are proud of? In a concrete example, when your method worked, even if it just was a, like a slide, something like. I just would like to picture how what you do with the group. And,
absolutely. So what the method I use, and this is the method comes from the work of our company back in New York that we do with also an expat Hungarian named Miki Fehér. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yeah.
He's there working. His new company, his new name is Purpose and Company. That used to be at Advantage, I think. The work we do is basically starts with personal purpose and then goes towards group purpose, which is basically like a day and a half workshop using small groups of 15.
Individual purpose, and then we
go up to group purpose. And so far the stories are pretty good regarding those people that we can actually touch. So I've worked with a big organization with 1,500 people, and my idea was to do this with the main leadership, and then all the leadership of the six business units, and then use purpose ambassadors to spread the news. And the work so far has been successful, meaning that each business unit found a very strong purpose statement that even years after the work, they still resonate with. It's on the walls, it's in their name tags that they put on, etc. So the business units are very much aligned with their purpose, and then we did the work with the company purpose, and they still love it, and that's something that again they use in their materials, etc. But what I see is the hard part is that when I check back with them, how is the work going, is that whoever was not really part of the effort is not touched as much by the work. And of course, also their money just ran out. So instead of doing the next round and the next round, and doing meetings and meetups and all sorts of ideas that I still had that was in the bag, now the project is on pause. But what I see is and what I think it's the methodology's sort of weakness or shortcoming is that people who were not touched firsthand by it are still not part of the sort of purpose movement. My idea was to actually start a purpose movement in the company. So far, the company is using the purpose statements. They are happy with it. They are sort of the thing is in there, sort of taking roots. Maybe I'm just too impatient, with what I'm doing. The same workshops I did with small companies, of 40 people, where two coaches worked with the company in two groups of some 80 people, and then we merged, and the leadership team of basically half of the group created the company purpose. They still love it. They turned it into a slogan. They use it as their tagline, and they basically have the purpose infused company still going nicely. And the biggest group we did was with 100, where we actually used the six coaches. So basically, again, we still wanted to stick to the sort of the 15, 16 number, as a max number of a small group. It was about 88 people, actually, if I'm correct. And then was in the Audi Corporation, Audi Hungary, that we started introduced the whole thing with my sort of opening statement and lecture, and then we basically used the coaches to disperse into small groups, do the work, come back, and then I think 2 weeks from now we're gonna go on with the company purpose, right? So I still see this as a limitation that if I'm there as the sort of the coach or the hollow bone or the channel or whatever, I can sort of get the energies flowing and get people on board, and sort of they become excited if what we want to make a big impact and work with big multinationals, we cannot be you're gonna do it by 15, it takes a decade, to transform, the Coca-Cola Corporation. So that's just my challenge to us, Perfect.
Okay, and how do you manage, I guess this is the greatest contradiction and limitation, and how do you manage the paradigm shift? Like, these companies are basically, their purpose is to create money for the owners. That's the legal background, and that is the reality. So
exactly.
We can play with the purposes, and they are still true. But how do you, if you had the answer, probably you would be somewhere.
I can give you an answer. It's very easy. It comes. Our hope is in the millennial and the next generations that actually have the luxury to choose between jobs where there is more purpose. Mm-hmm. So they say, okay, we are not looking for a company, we are not looking for a job, we are looking for purpose alignment, right? Mm-hmm. So the whole thing, the movement, I think, lucky for us, comes from the new generation that is basically saying, I don't want money, I want to be part of something bigger, and something bigger cannot be like our bottom line, that's not something bigger, right? So something bigger is something bigger, right? And suddenly the companies, more and more companies, have the challenge to say we have to figure out what's our greatest purpose, because people, the best people we're gonna lose if we are not able to tell. So I think that the future is hope on the long run. The problem is, will we survive, until then, right? Because
humanity,
because there would be whatever I look to, it looks like that the reckoning is coming in the next 50 years, and maybe in 100 years we'll be out of this everything about the bottom line and shareholder value creation. I'm not sure if there's going to be enough time to actually get there.
Mm-hmm. 2 more, 3 more.
Absolutely. Anybody else, guys, any thoughts?
I am sure there'll be enough time, but we have to act fast to give everything possible to the young people. And I love working with young professionals because they want to have it all, and they should have it all, and they could have it all. So it's up to us to give it everything.
Exactly.
All our skills that we learned, because it's possible.
That's right. Well said.
So there's no time to fiddling around and figuring out. Go, do, jump. Because it's massive collapse of the systemic system.
Exactly.
Everywhere. So now we have to be incredibly alive and jump and act. In an instant, you have to be a leader. To use everything that you have, this, and this, and together.
Amen. Anybody else wants to say something in the last 2 minutes?
Well, I have made some research on teal organizations in Spain, and I found sometimes that when you have a very high level purpose, it's difficult to play the role that purpose is supposed to play, that make role clarity for the worker. This overarching purpose is part of the daily task. And they are beginning to war like a kind of meta-purpose, purpose-based department. And that's something I'm not really feeling as comfortable, because for the TIL model works, we need that purpose is a tool that substitutes a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, is a very good substitution. It's difficult, at least in the short time.
It's
not an intellectual position. It's more what I find when I'm working with the board and the line managers, and they try to say, "Yeah, that's a lot, purpose are, and then in evolutionary tail organization, you need to have clarity to know what's supposed to do
exactly.
in your position. So that's a bridge that I found in some organizations difficult to.
Unless it's woven into everyday work, so you know, when you make a decision, it's in check against your purpose. When you when you're having a meeting, and you what actions are you having in your meeting about just essentially what you've just done? Just be woven into your everyday work.
Exactly, but that's why you would employ. The personal first, yeah.
Yeah.
It's also
even in a small organization like Enlightening Edge, the purpose statement has been changed many times because everybody wants it to be resonant, make sense to their role, make sense to what they're doing, they need to feel it. It's too conceptual, it's like, you have all these mission statements in the NHS everywhere, well, they're totally pointless.
Exactly.
Because they're just things on the wall. People need to feel it in their heart. They need this to energize them.
Great. It's also a great transition because one thing we do with purpose is to translate it with objectives and key results, the OKR system, and Sabi taught me OKR, and he's the next presenter, so it's a great transition.
Great.
These guys have an amazing map around purpose. So let's
thank you.